This is the Traffic Safety Commission meeting on December 4th, 2019. I will take roll. Chairman Reese?
Here.
Commissioner Bass?
Yep.
Commissioner Cleary?
Yes.
Commissioner Gillis?
Here.
Commissioner Jayaraman?
Yes.
Commissioner Azga?
Here.
Commissioner Wade? All right, Mr. Chairman.
All right. Mr. Loster circulated minutes from the May 15 meeting. Is there a motion to approve those minutes?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Any changes, any discussion of those minutes?
No.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, so we have a couple things on the agenda, but we have a gentleman here from the condominiums. I think what I'd suggest is, why don't we hear what you have to say? Okay. One of the issues we're going to be addressing tonight, ironically, deals with the procedures that we would follow in terms of notifying the affected neighbors of a change. And so your request, which is to add some additional restricted parking along Central, there has been no notice yet to the neighbors. So I think that we may end up asking you or your folks who want the restriction to actually, because we'd probably want to hear from the business next door as well as people in your apartment building. But if you want to tell us what, sure, what you have, what you're asking for, and then we could, if you don't mind, just so since we record, if you could speak into the microphone.
We actually did.
And do you mind identifying yourself and where,
sorry,
you live?
I'm Scott Street. I'm the president of the board of managers at the Great House Condominium, which is at 407 and 415 Franklin, one block over.
It's the white building over there.
Yes, the white building. Okay. That's correct. Currently, the only exit we have from our parking garages and parking area is on the Central. And we went out and took pictures and did all that. And currently the no parking between these signs that are on either side of our exit, the only exit that we have, as you look at our parking lot from Central, it's 8 feet from the edge to the sign on the left side and 10 feet to the right. And when cars park right up to the edge of the sign, which obviously they're allowed to do, it gives an extremely, extremely limited visibility for our residents as they're trying to leave the parking lot. So in our thought, in our mind, is that we need to lengthen that amount. So what we did, we went to the next block over into the Chatterton, another similar condo to ours. It has their only exit coming out on Central. And the distance from their edge to the first sign is 19 feet on the left side and 27 feet on the right side. So I think what we're really looking for is just something commensurate with what their distance is for their signs to greatly improve our visibility and safety when our residents are leaving the parking lot. And I also have one question. The three blocks from Park to Lathrop, all the parking is on the north side, but the rest of Central, there's parking on the south side, the track side. And I'm wondering, is there a purpose by that, or a reason, or a code that why the parking isn't on the other side of the street on Central like it is pretty much every place else on Central? Those three blocks is from Park to Lathrop. Park to Lathrop. In fact, it was our petition when we put it out to our owners, and I have the petition signed by agreeing to this solicitation for you all, the petition from 43 of our 58 unit members, if you'd like to see those. But one of them came up and said, well, why do they park on that side? If they parked on the other side, there'd be even more parking spaces because you wouldn't have all the no parking for all the exits coming out of the parking lot. So,
Scott,
I don't know if there's a...
When you circulated your petition, did,
yes,
you seek signatures from
we
the
did.
People in the
we
office
did.
Building next door?
Oh, no, we did not. Just from our own residents.
And the people that... were there people opposed, or
there was one? There was one that opposed when we asked them that, because they didn't want to give up any parking spaces on Central, one of our residents. And there were several that we couldn't get a hold of and several that just chose not to sign. I have 58 units in those two buildings, and I got 43 units represented by signature.
My only comment on this matter, because I think this matter pertains,
yeah, there it is,
to exactly why we're sitting here, which is going to be the procedure going forward,
mm-hmm,
to get this done. But I do drive, I live right over here as well, and I drive down Central from Franklin to Lathrop probably twice a day. And the other issue, not only being your inability to exit your parking space, is as the cars crunch up, if you do get to a point where there's two cars going back and forth, and if they're just if it does happen to be fall, and there's a pile of leaves, it really tightens it up. It's barely wide enough right now for two cars to pass. So if there were a little bit more space, it would allow a car to pull in and another car to pull through, because that happens a lot over there. But I'd be interested to see, with these new procedures that we're going to vote on and recommend tonight, to see how many people do oppose because they're looking for parking over there. But I have a feeling the yeas would outnumber the nays over there with regard to extending. I mean, you can see the signs. They're real close to that driveway.
Yeah, that's the one on the left is the eight feet, and the one on the right is 10 feet by our measurement.
And you have no access. There's a fence or a gate across that doesn't allow you to get into that alley on the north side of your building.
No, we're fenced off.
You are.
We are.
Okay, because that's the bank.
That's the bank.
And there's
another
kitchen,
condominium,
Menace kitchen. And
Scott, do you know if there's parking besides what's in the driveway of the office building next door? Do they have parking besides what's in their driveway?
All you see there belongs to us. I don't, those people that in that building there, there's some parking spaces down on the far end, but other than that, I'm assuming they're either parking on the road. I think there may even be people living in those. I don't know, that maybe somebody's residence as well.
No, there
as
is, business. Yeah. One
yeah,
of those
I
is
thought on. There were at least one of them. Right.
Yeah. There
but
was
there's
one
no
resident.
Parking behind that building.
No, there's no parking behind that. There's another condominium building that faces
right
Ashland
sure.
that backs up to ours. It has their own parking in the back as well.
Yeah. I think they got a variance for parking. They had to.
And Jeff, it looks like there's not many no parking around that driveway.
Mm. there is not. And I know years ago they had come in and they widened that parking, the off-street parking area.
Mm-hmm.
Had to widen their apron a little bit because parking was such an issue in that area.
There's really not room between that and the curb legally, but there are some spots between the driveway and the condo next door, what we're talking about.
Yeah.
The stretch to the west of that driveway there.
Well, two pieces of this
already.
You know, from moving parking to the other side,
to us it was...
Well, no, but I mean to take the parking from the north side and move it to the south side.
The width of the road remains
the
same.
Yeah, still the same.
Right.
When does it change one way? How far?
West of Park Avenue.
Yeah,
becomes
this way.
One way west.
Yeah.
Right. Right here? Yes.
Yeah.
Right behind
this building. I guess let me make a point of order, and that is that, as John Osga noted, that one of the things on the agenda, Scott, is a discussion about what we should require in terms of a petition and notice to the neighbors.
Okay.
And so it's good that you got a petition, and I don't know that we need to make you redo that work, but I'm not sure, given the way that this came about, I'm not sure the notice has been given to the affected neighbors about this request. And I think we would rather, before we make a recommendation, give a chance to the affected people. So if there are folks other than you who want to come in and express their view either for or against. And I guess then the question would be, if we were to, so what I'm suggesting, and for the commission to decide, we could take it up now, or whether we would be better served to take it up at the next meeting after giving notice to the affected residents.
I strongly agree with that.
So I think, if you don't mind, Scott, I think the consensus is that we would rather and push it to the next meeting. And I guess then the question I think we would raise is, the narrow request is to restrict additional parking on each side of the driveway.
Please, yes.
And then the other question, I guess, is do we also take up the issue of adding parking along the tracks there?
Yeah, because if you move parking from the north side to the south side,
you'll pick up a space.
You're picking
two.
Up two spots, right?
I
there.
See. You're saying you could almost eliminate all the north side parking and just make it south side.
On
you
south
could only
only
do parking on
one
side or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a thin street. Yeah. But that would add spots, and I'm not even sure as we go further down if we have the same issue the next block.
It's the same. It's exactly the same one.
The question is, the logic is good, but the question is, that's a two-way street. Are we saying also implied that the cars will have to face the opposite direction?
Yes.
If it goes that way.
They would.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Keep in mind the village is in the middle of the commuter parking study as well. So,
And that's a good question for the village, in that why parking is on one side versus the other, because right down the street, it's on the south side versus the north. And granted, the street there is wider than here.
Right. It is.
So I guess what I'd like to propose is that, I hate to put this off to another meeting, but that we put it off to another meeting, and at that meeting we give people notice. And at that meeting we would put on the agenda both whether to just further restrict parking to the east and west on the north side, or alternatively to restrict parking altogether on the north side and add parking instead on the
south side.
That'd be great. That's fine.
And since it's not officially on the docket, we really can't address it officially.
Shouldn't.
Anyway, probably shouldn't. But it's a great question.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you're here, I'm driving down that street every day wondering the same.
Right.
I hate to tell you this, when's the next meeting? Not till
the 15th.
No, well, because
we're now meeting off anyway.
Right, so it's January 15th.
It's not that scheduled. Long. Yeah. We'll get past the holidays. January 15th would be our next meeting here.
Okay.
And for what it's worth, I was looking through my emails. The reason that this never got placed on the agenda was because I was waiting for that petition. So if you've got that and can email it to me,
I can.
Or just leave it here and I'll grab it tonight, that'll kind of enable me to put that on the agenda for the next meeting. But then I guess I would defer to you folks in terms of how do you want to handle the switching of the parking. Do we want to handle that as a... because now that's a whole separate round of notification that would need to go out to a much larger area. There's potential that, I would want to talk to the consultant who's doing the commuter parking study about that. It's just a much broader
issue. I think it would make sense if we could get it on the agenda, because since they're linked.
Yep.
Because
it might be on a later agenda.
Wait.
Because if we have to talk to consultants and get them with it, it might not be Jan 15th, and I'm fine
not
with
knowing
too.
How that conversation goes with KLOA, who's the traffic consultant doing the commuter parking study. For whatever reason, they might say, you know what, this is a tight area. We want to get rid of parking in this, you know, on these two blocks or whatever altogether, without having that conversation. I don't want to, put the cart before the horse.
Well, why don't we at least... But the current request is to push back the parking on the north side. And I guess maybe it sounds like the suggestion is to at least informally advise the consultants and have them look at the additional parking in that area and see when they're ready to let us know what their thoughts are.
I think that's
about
a great idea.
Yeah. That makes
all right. So at the next meeting, we'll take up. Hard to predict, but I'm assuming that we would probably be in favor of your request.
Okay.
We probably just want to give people the fair shot to.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the neighborly thing to do.
Yeah.
I have a blank copy of the petition we had folks on. I have the one with all the signatures. Can you use one of this, or you want me to send you electronic?
If you could send me a scan of it, the one with the signatures, that way
okay.
You've got a copy and I'll have a PDF of it, that would be perfect.
I can scan it and send it to you.
Thank
perfect.
You.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. The next, are you here for something in particular?
I'm a student.
Hi, how are you?
You're observing?
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm observing for my civics project.
Ah.
So
okay, great.
I'm actually trying to put a speed bump up on my street, so I'm just here to see how.
Okay.
Let's
see how.
Are you evaluating us?
See how broad democracy works.
Are you evaluating us?
I don't know.
In any way?
Okay. Well,
where do you live, out of curiosity?
1518 Bonnie Bray.
What is it, 15?
18 Bonnie Bray.
Oh, 18 Bonnie Bray.
1518 Bonnie Bray.
This guy's at Bonnie Bray, too.
That's it.
Let me ask one more thing. Is before we get to the question of the petition and notice, is the issue of parking in the 1500 block of Ashland, is that on the agenda?
Yes.
It's not on the agenda. The one of the residents in that building had mentioned, or he had come in and discussed this issue with the board at their last meeting, right. And then he had come in and to talk to staff a week and a half ago or so. Was not the discussion with the board, I'm sure you could see through those minutes, yep. And that was that staff and the board felt that there was adequate parking up in that vicinity, especially given all the issues that have, you know, gone on up there, and that was kind of sufficient, but that there was concern that maybe we could be doing more about how we do like the visitor pass,
right.
Process.
Is there still a consideration of that issue?
Should there be requests for it or suggestions, by all means, but for the time being, the system that's in place seems to work. In this case, these residents have indicated that it doesn't for them. He said he was going to come in and kind of talk to you folks about that here tonight. He's obviously not here, but his issue was more with, based on my conversation with him, was more associated with the kind of guest pass issue, as opposed to the restrictions that are up there.
All right. Well, I suggest we table that issue.
100%.
Somebody's
totally.
Here. Okay. All right. So on the issue of petitions and notice to affected folks, for your benefit, what's your name?
Claire.
Claire, for your benefit, one of the things we do is, you know, we address traffic and safety issues in the community. We tend to not be proactive in that we tend to react to petitions and issues that are raised by neighbors like the gentleman who was here earlier. And when we do that, if it's a request to sort of alter traffic or parking in an area, we ask that the people in the affected area receive notice, and that we receive some kind of a petition to show that there's how widespread the support is, or any objection to the request. So the issue on the agenda now is whether we should formalize that process somewhat. And I guess, Jeff, I turn it over to you if you wouldn't mind giving us a summary of the issue and what proposals on the table.
Certainly. So the bottom line is, and this really kind of came about, I'm sure you're all painfully aware of the, after you live down there, the parking restrictions that recently went in around the 200-300 block of, you know, Linden, Thatcher, Gale, Forest, Keystone. So the way that process went, and again, there's currently no requirement for signatures, no minimum requirement, I should say. So as long as somebody gets a written request and a petition with some number of signatures on it, we're discussing it, or you all are discussing it, I should say. And more concerning, I guess, is the element that a lot of these requests that are starting to come in require study by a consultant as well. We start to get into a lot of dollars involved as well, with potentially a lack of at least visible support on the front end for some of these requests. So we started to look at the process and ways to, you know, kind of fix that, if you will. The other concern was that there's a lack of participation with some residents. So resident A, you know, wants a speed bump or something along those lines, whatever the case may be, without a minimum number of signatures required. Maybe resident A is the only one who wants it, or them and their two neighbors want it, and they're the ones that show up to the meeting and, you know, with the impassioned plea, nobody else knows about it. There was potentially no signature passed around, and though staff still sends the notification postcards, we've all heard folks in here say, I never got the postcard. So whatever the case may be, wherever the ball is, you know, quote, getting dropped, something kind of needs to be fixed to, I keep using the phrase and I probably shouldn't, force participation on the front end. What we really want is when a request comes in, that everybody who's affected is aware of it from the onset, can participate in the conversation should they choose, and when the implementation does take place, nobody's coming back going, I don't like what just went in, I immediately want a petition to have that changed. And that's what we just ran into down on that 200 and 300 block of Linden and Yale and Keystone. So in an effort to try to stem that from reoccurring, the idea was to kind of more formally bookend the, you know, affected area, if you will, share that with the residents, and then basically just create a minimum requirement for the signature petition, whether it's 50%, 75%, whatever the case may be. We're almost kind of forcing people to acknowledge that the discussion is going to take place and indicate whether they're in support of it, not in support of it, or don't care. I mean, that kind of covers all. We're not forcing anybody to say, well, you need 20 signatures, so now you have to find 20 people in support of it. They could all be against the initial requester. We just want to see more people kind of voicing their opinion from the onset so that we don't have this influx of folks after implementation saying, I now want to change what just got changed.
Jeff, I'd like to suggest that maybe we divide our discussion between Exhibit A and Exhibit B. Because to me, Exhibit A is great and clear. Exhibit B probably requires a little more discussion, which is the piece that says who has to sign or who does it go to. I guess the first, ask the board if you guys have looked at Exhibit A, which is the form of petition. Does anybody have any comment on that form of petition?
I think it's very clear, which would allow someone to sign it who really doesn't care, and you say, I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. No opinion.
Yeah. Anybody else? It's different than the other one in that it has those three things. Not that the impassioned person coming up to the door and asking for a speed bump won't, you know, some at that point in time, you're probably like, yeah, I'll sign it, but I really don't want to tell you I don't want a speed bump because you just told me your life story about, you know, your desire for a speed bump, and I don't want to break your heart. So, I mean, it's there. It's more information. If it's going to be accurate, that's great. I just want to bring something at the end of our discussion of these two exhibits, which I think might help with notice as well. But with this, yes. Yeah, does anybody have any objection to the way Exhibit A is worded?
Not so much as the way it's worded. I just need a quick clarification. Are we assuming that when we have an affected block that we talk about people on both sides of the street of the affected block, so that that's essentially our baseline of participants that we're looking at, and 50% or 75% of all the people on both sides of that street affected.
That relates, I think, to the Exhibit B, the second exhibit. So that's a valid point, Johan, and I think that's what we should get to.
So are you saying Exhibit A is a single standing on its own?
Yes. Yeah, I'm just suggesting. I mean, I'm not trying to be formalistic about it. I'm just trying to say, just as the form of the petition,
just purely on how it looks.
Yeah, and then let's move. So if we're okay with that, we can always come back to it. But then let's move to the more substantive discussion, which is who gets it, who's required to sign it,
right?
You know, what language?
I'm gonna assume everybody signed it, right? Hmm? It's just not me signing for 20 people.
Right. We start to get into affidavits at a certain point.
You need a notary stamp on it?
Right. It would seem to be a little excessive.
You want to notarize it so it's official or something?
We, you know, we don't have anything right now, so at least kind of forcing a little more would be a step in the right direction.
So does anybody, I mean, short of if we decide that we want it formalized some additional way, does anybody have any suggested changes to the Exhibit A forms?
Exhibit A looks fine.
Yeah. So let's move to Exhibit B.
In fact, just on this question, it's clear that somebody is a point person. I mean, this one was a president of his condo association. I wonder if we shouldn't have a responsible person who circulates this or who is some kind of a point person that we know that if it is a matter of people in the block, which has been the practice with other petitions, there was always somebody who had circulated that.
Which, to be clear, is still the case. So this.
That's why I'm saying.
Or do put their name on
just
it.
Put a yes.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The presenter or the.
Even point. He's going to get the email from that person.
Yeah, or whoever is the contact person, or somehow.
mean, do we, would, is there a problem if, let's say it's something that affects a block, if there were four or five?
There we go. Contact people or something so that we have a point.
I mean,
do you make this, Jim?
I did.
I'm not necessarily opposed to that. I'm just wondering, you know, as a practical matter, I guess it's never been an issue. Someone's always come in and presented.
Well, I think anonymity is probably better than non-anonymity in this. Somebody brings up the fact that they would like a speed bump. What if that person is constantly burning their trash in my backyard, and I see that name on a exhibit A? Of course I'm going to say no. I'm going to say, absolutely, I'll sign this. No speed bump for you.
I mean, but do we put Claire's name on here? Claire, correct?
Okay, right. Sorry. So
we're going to use you as an example,
I think,
all night.
Claire and all of her goodness is going to be forced into reality so quickly by having her name on a piece of paper as the because she's always burning her trash in my backyard.
I guess, well, I get that.
Ultimately, what does that
mean? You want to know anyway, somebody's emailing you.
Right, so I'm still getting a written request from Claire. So you guys, when you see the agenda item in the packet, you're still seeing that it's coming from Claire.
I'm talking from the block perspective.
And I completely understand. I guess
we know who's bringing
my
it to
question
us.
Would be, what does that point person contact info, what does that give you?
Maybe the backstory to the question is the process by which this information is being gathered. If we had an electronic means where people just wrote in and signed, there was this thing, then the contact person is irrelevant. But if this were in the old-fashioned way, like this gentleman who brought a hard copy, and there's almost always, in all the petitions we've seen, somebody or somebodies.
So they're going to know Claire went door-to-door to get the signatures. So they're going to find out.
That's
anyways.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, if it's electronically done, then you just sign in and say accept no opinion.
It's
and
not
so going to
be electronic.
So that's so maybe we should just do it electronically.
Emails.
How about if we did this?
No, it's not going to be electronic.
No, it's not going to be electronic.
There's nothing electronic here.
No. That's my point.
We're not giving our information.
How about if we did this? What if the idea is that, you know, on one hand, I don't think we've had a problem with fraud or, you know, with phony signatures the whole time I've ever been on the commission.
Right.
But what if, to this point, what if rather than say submitted by, because it could be submitted by a consensus by a number of people, what if we did add at the bottom for questions concerning this petition, contact blank. And that way it's more both for the benefit of the people who sign as well as the benefit of us if we wanted to ask somebody some questions or
Jeff
or somebody wanted to ask.
That reaches.
But one of the things, and I've heard it many times, people say they don't get the postcards. But if there's emails, contact, then he can send them all an email also. Then at least everybody's.
Oh, you mean to add an email?
Email to this.
That's true.
To the box.
Well, there's no email. Oh,
no,
you're
no,
saying
no. Someone's going to have
add
to walk. Claire's going to have to walk.
But
up
she can email, right?
Yeah.
If they had
that's
email,
right.
And
what?
Then everybody can email him and say I agree or not. And if you don't want to sign it, and you're feeling pressured by Claire to sign it right in there, you can say.
But I don't want to put that on Jeff. I mean, speaking for Jeff.
I mean, in some of these issues, you look at like the stuff we did down on the 200-300 blocks of Lindengale. There was 200 some residents, I think.
You just don't want to email.
I don't know if people are going to put their email
on the signing
form.
So if you have to contact
on a form like this, I mean, you can't, because Claire's going to have to walk around with this anyway. And if somebody's asking for my email on the forum about a speed bump, I think I'm going to think it's obtuse.
Because I think the purpose of this isn't for us to be contacting them. That's a separate thing with the notice. The purpose of this is simply to find out if people support, oppose, or don't care about the request.
Sure. And I think as it stands, it gets that
point. I was just hoping
eventually
it can become a digital form so that people just fill it out, because everything is now signed electronically.
I want signatures.
Okay.
Someone has to walk and knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm going to get a stop sign or close off Keystone, you know, you better knock at my door so I know what's going on and we can talk about it.
There is a degree of, you know, there's a process in place, and we're all here to facilitate that. No one more so than me as staff liaison. I will say there are a lot of folks who call up and say, I shouldn't say a lot, hey, I want X, Y, and Z. I think it's imperative that we do this. And it might be completely off base of how everything else is moving. Well, without requiring things like this, we're kind of forced to bring that in. As soon as I indicate there are two requirements, a written request and the petition does a fairly good job. Even though there's currently no minimum number of signatures required, it does a fairly good job of kind of weeding out some of those more ancillary requests. It does help.
Just like the request at 1500 block of Ashland. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we're done with that. Put in the no parking where it is. There's safety reasons on Ashland. Guess what?
We had a conversation.
We're finished.
I think, Arunta, you're maybe to part of the point. Maybe I'm missing it, but because one of the issues then we're going to talk about next is how do we give people notice and who's supposed to get notice. And I don't know if that's part of what you're driving at.
Because we get those, right? Fall cleanup. There's everything comes in the village letter on email. That's at least for most of us, we're checking our phones constantly. You get updated, so you won't miss it. I'm not saying like the school district, you send a text, you send a email, and send a letter. I'm just saying emails nowadays are like common practice. And if there's a box and everything, like you can download other forms from the village webpage for other things.
Oh, like I think you're putting the cart in front of the horse here, because this is simply to get to gauge what people think.
It's a baseline.
So you don't have their email address. You're going out to them because we can't just say the 300 block of park. A resident Claire comes in and says, "I want to do a speed bump." So then Jeff gets on the email and emails everybody.
Claire,
you can't do that.
Can send it to a street group list and they all sign off and send it to Jeff. Is what I was trying
to
say.
But
like we have our block email list.
But like Rick said, a signature, an address, you know, your little sweat, little equity here, because you're a resident, sign the thing, stamp it. I mean, we don't need to reinvent the procedure, for God's sakes, because it's a neighbor, this is a neighborhood.
I guess what I'd like to suggest is that you know, we do many things incrementally. I think this is a great incremental step to formalize the petition and to get some information that we don't get right now, which is this agree, disagree. And I think we'll talk about it when we talk about the next topic, this unreachable point too. Because I think what we're suggesting is that we would want a petitioner to try to reach everybody in the area and indicate and account for them, you know, so if they're at least noted as unreachable. And so at this point, I guess I'm in the camp that I don't think emails right now are required for this, but that's not to say, Arun, that in a future version or some other thing.
When everybody can be tracked.
We could do email.
We do get some residents as well that, frankly, don't have email addresses, especially in a a condo building where, you know, it's older folks. You're going to run into a lot that just don't have them.
And last point on this. I mean, Jeff brought it up in that as Claire walks around the block and talks to the neighbors, she gets feedback from her neighbors of why they don't want the speed bump. And then as she talks to 25 neighbors, and then she realizes, because she's a smart person, that 20 of them don't want a speed bump, that is going to probably affect her decision to bring it forward. Which is a weeding out, you know, system that is good, because she got the effect, she got the answer she needed from her neighbors who are equally vested in that issue. So therefore, boy, I just talked to the whole block. Looks like my opinion is probably going to get voted down if these people even show up, and then we don't have to deal with it. Not that I'm lazy. Yeah.
And I guess, Arun, I guess I don't want to be overly formal or informal, but I'd say if you want to make a motion to include email or something else, I mean, you're welcome to do that. I'm
just going by all the school district, how they're doing it now. everything is in some chat box, chat room, email. Everything is decided. So right, I thought so maybe you guys want to.
But you must be a lot younger than me.
But you're suggesting, I suppose, somebody could take this petition. They could send it to that listserv or whatever electronically. I guess, though, what we would be requiring, at least as of now, is we would require them to download that thing and sign it somehow, you know. But
I saw it recently in Girl Scouts where I was taking this sheet and somebody said, just scan it in Adobe. They signed it electronically. So everything is moving from. So I said, okay, if we want to think, but I agree with what you say at this stage. Let's take baby steps. Let's approve this.
And I guess what you're saying is, I was a little confused about the email. What you're really saying is that we should accept either an electronic or a original signature.
People are busy and they might want to just send their comments electronically to each other, and then the main liaison will decide, okay, these are all the signatures. I've got everybody to sign electronically, then send it to Jeff. In the future, we can form an electronic one. For now, I think this is a good start. It's better than having nothing.
I'm not opposed to that, but I guess the
question. Yeah, we'll do it after a few years. Full stuff with this.
Yeah, let's.
Yeah, I think it's going that way for sure, right?
So are you going to add that?
Well, suggestion? I guess the question, Jeff, is there any? I don't know that we need a formal motion, but do you the idea of saying for questions concerning this petition, contact add that to the bottom?
No, I don't have any problem putting that on there.
I'd be okay with that.
Works.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move to Exhibit B.
Now, sorry to cut you off.
Yeah.
This petition is going out blank to a Claire or whomever comes in and has a particular request. So we're also relying on that point person to actually put their information on there too.
Meaning?
Yeah, because.
Well, I think if you add the language, it says for questions concerning this petition, contact blank.
Yeah, but
contact Claire.
But they're walking away with the petition that says contact Claire on it.
Right.
Oh, there's that too. Yeah.
So I mean, it's like here's the petition. But if you have questions, take a picture of this Claire's number on the bottom of the petition, because you're going to sign the petition, then I'm walking away with it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well,
there's not going to be copies handed out.
Well, I guess, though, if it does get sent electronically, they'll have it.
But that's why. But that's
to
why.
To will have it, you know.
Right. But that's why procedure is that, it twerks their interest, in the issue, and then they get a mailing that says this is the issue. If you're interested in the issue, like you perhaps said you were, or you disagree with the issue, then come to the meeting as your civic duty if you're interested, because you don't have to be interested, and then you can address the issue.
Well, I guess I'm of the view that this addition is probably not needed based on what you're saying, but I guess the question.
Yeah, you're right.
I would vote against it.
Yeah, maybe we don't need it because the idea is that somebody's going to be pitching it, somebody's going to be communicating. So maybe let's just keep it simple the way it is.
Yeah, because he's going to know anyways who the person is.
Right. Okay. Right.
Okay. I'm going to have one more question.
And the calls anybody calls the village is getting
to Exhibit A.
Okay. Good.
Jeff, when someone comes in and you're obviously talking to them and you're telling them the process and everything, and you see their request. The requested action, is that something that you may help them phrase so it makes more sense? So in Claire's case,
or this parking thing.
I want to install a speed bump on Bonnie Bray at the north side of it or at the south side. In other words, can you clarify a little bit there to help?
And we certainly do try to do that. Right. Conversationally, in the actual Claire's instance when we were talking, I think the conversation, correct me if I'm wrong, started with traffic control to some sort of traffic calming device on the 1500 block.
Okay.
So we do try to kind of narrow that down, just because if you're an adjacent resident, what are you even signing a petition for at that point? You don't know what. It's all very conceptual. So we do try to do that as much as possible. A speed bump, if now we're at speed bump, okay, well, do we need to hammer out exactly where that goes? Probably not. That's probably more up to a consultant to determine you're best served in putting it here. And then conversationally at the actual traffic and safety meeting, we can kind of hone in on that just through public comment. But And we certainly do try to kind
of you do help to guide them.
Absolutely.
Okay. That was the only question.
Absolutely.
All right, can we move to Exhibit
okay,
B?
Okay, now we can go to B.
Amen.
So I have a question on Exhibit B, and that is I'm confused by the language, two verbs. Up at the top, we have this language that talks about people within a radius need to sign the petition. And then at the bottom, it talks about being included on the petition. And are you intending, is there, I'm unclear about the what the language is meant to convey, both at the top and the bottom. Are those messages for the, I'm just confused about these.
Fair enough. So Exhibit B would be given to Claire, along with a blank petition form, just to try to further explain what's required. So if you all here this evening decide 50% is our magic number, okay, well, if Claire's request is a stop sign between, you know, at Street 2 intersecting with Street 4 here, now she knows that everybody within that
but what's
red
the
boundary,
language at the top compared to the language at the bottom?
So, and that's a fair question because they're fairly inconsistent here. I mean, the one at the top reads, all property owners within the one block radius will need to sign the petition. If you guys, you know, if we establish a threshold, that would be changed to 50% of the people within this boundary need to be, you know, sign the petition. We can clarify that language at the top based on what threshold you guys decide.
So the top
and
is,
the same
is,
would be said with the
but,
bottom.
But what is the so the top says sign and the bottom says included. What
well
what's
again
intended
some
by
people are unreachable. So you know if you said 50% and Claire needed 50 signatures, if she can only get 42 and there are 10 snowbirds on her block that are gone for, you know, 4 months, if she can show that on that she tried to reach these other 10 folks and she's just run out of addresses or something, they're on the petition but haven't necessarily signed, so we're trying to kind of accommodate the inconvenient elements of this too.
So what I would suggest, leaving some other changes, is I would suggest something like focus on the bottom language, to be included on the petition, comma, or noted as unreachable. I don't know what included, frankly, means. You know, should be contacted, you know, or should be, you know, and you know, we could, I think we could change the language here and then maybe add this
sentence. As unreachable.
Well, let's, or noted as unreachable, and then maybe I would move this language from the top then to follow that would say, for a petition to succeed or something or to be accepted by the Traffic and Safety Commission, you know, X percent.
Right. So let's, so I think we should start there and then we can create the language around that. But Mike, I want to start with a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Jeff, or so X is an intersection.
Yeah.
Is from Street 2 to Street 1, is that one whole block or
yes.
is that five residences?
It's one whole block.
That's the whole block. Okay.
Yes.
So
because, and then so just to be, provide a little bit of background, this is how we currently notify. So when I send out notification postcards, if it's a stop sign request, I'm notifying everybody within a one block radius of that intersection.
And then the house on the corner, the house next to it that goes to the next block.
Okay. No. I'm not going outside of that one block radius.
Are you tracking this, what John's saying, like right here?
What's that house?
I'm not crossing any streets with the notification.
No, you're just going.
But you are getting that second.
Yes.
Okay.
You're getting what's within the dotted.
So I'm looking at that. That's still a one block radius. It's just a lot shorter of a block.
So in this situation, it's this block, and the house next to the house on the corner. So then I think what we discuss is, What's a good number of interest from this? I'm going to say four linear blocks. What's a good number of interest that is enough to get the ball rolling?
Now, again, are you saying interest? You want X signatures in favor of, or do you just want X percentage of signatures on the petition? Because somebody theoretically could still come in here and say, I want a speed bump, but 20 of my neighbors are all against that, and three of them are for it with me. I don't, you know, we could still have that conversation, And that's a fair point. Maybe you don't want to have that conversation as a commission if they can't even get a majority, you know, in favor of it. But that wasn't even something we were considering. We were just trying to get names on the petition to avoid folks coming in afterwards saying, I had no idea this was taking place.
Right. We want to get bogged down in a squabble among residents who in a particular area, particular street, or a couple of different streets, you know, who
we won't have to
fight about it.
We won't have to get involved. Claire's going to be handling all the. No, me neither.
So
Claire's
John,
handling the groundwork.
So John, I'm tracking with you on this point. Are you saying we just have participation?
No, that's what I haven't answered in my mind yet. But that's the point, or that's the question Jeff has for us that we need to talk about.
51%.
Do we want 50% interest? Do we want a certain amount? Does it have to be yays over the nays? If it's such, if Claire is the only one that wants a speed bump and everybody's getting notice on this chart, then they're going to come in here and they're going to vote against it and waste an hour of our time because the issue should have never existed with us. Because the neighbors handled it themselves.
There's also theoretically a consultant doing a study in there too.
And there's money.
Yeah. Exactly.
I mean, you read the Wednesday Journal. Supposedly, yeah. We're all rich. I don't know if that's necessarily the case, but you know, we don't need to waste money if Claire's issue is a resounding no by her. 60, neighbors.
And in most
60-40, come up with an
in most yeah. cases 60, in most yeah. cases when we get a petition, it's fairly overwhelming, but you're saying you may get a lot of requests where it's not overwhelming and you're trying to prevent
it. We've seen
one-off.
Some petitions that have four signatures on them. The one on Lake Street between Park and Franklin to extend the time limit parking up to 4 hours from 3. Mm-hmm. I think the majority of those signatures were from random customers throughout the entire village. So mm-hmm.
Without any rules, it just kind of becomes this big.
Yeah.
Well, I have some language changes that I'd suggest, but on with respect to this point, maybe what I would suggest is that we add, instead of the sentence at the top, I have some changes down here, but before that, I'd then say, for a petition to be accepted by the Traffic and Safety Commission, at least blank percent, whatever
60%,
we decide,
right? There's 100 houses.
Support is generally required. I guess I'm tending not to be in favor of making an absolute rule, but although we could, we could say it's required. I mean, we could just say it's required.
Let's say
75% is generally required and give ourselves some wiggle room that if it's 60% or 8, you know.
Well, I think 60-40 is a great number because that's a legitimate fight.
Yeah.
It's a legitimate argument.
The Illinois legislature is supermajority, two-thirds.
But if
10% noise.
So I'm seeing
so
two numbers here we need to figure out.
Correct.
One is before we move forward, a number, whatever that number may be, and I'm just going to say 50% for now. And then the second number is you're going to have to get a number of signatures that are going to say either I disagree or I'm indifferent.
See, I guess I don't follow that, Rick, because what I'm thinking is that what we're saying to them is to move forward, mm-hmm. you have to reach everybody in the area, and try to reach. You have to notify them and indicate, allow people within the affected mm-hmm. block to either indicate agree, disagree, no opinion, or note that they're unreachable. That's right. Your price of admission.
Well, unreachable is your basis.
What do you mean?
That's where you start. They don't exist.
She doesn't. If I don't want to talk to her,
they don't answer.
I might
the
say
door.
Unreachable.
Well,
let's just say we say 75% is the number of signatures we need there. Those 25% are unreachable.
Oh, it's 25 by might be no also, right? So he's saying 75 have to agree yes to the petition.
Well, but so I'm saying that at least what we want to indicate to people is, first of all, for you to do this, you need to make an effort to reach everybody and ask everybody in the area to either agree, you know, indicate one of those four. And then to say for the petition to be accepted, this is what you're saying. You need to either at least 60%, you know, we want to see 60% affirmatively in support.
I agree with you, but I know that people are gone between October and May or in March. I think we just say generally, because we're looking at two blocks on one, we're looking at one block on the other, we just say generally 20 to 25 signatures are required, and if it's 60 on your side of it, we'll address it.
Well,
and then we give ourselves
but I don't
percentage,
have
25 not a number.
On my block.
Huh?
Well,
I have eight people.
It's a percentage,
my,
not a number.
Yeah.
It has to be a percentage.
So, okay, yeah. But with this two blocks here and one, well, but yeah, but your block.
Percentage.
Yeah, there's eight people.
Yeah. Right, because
yeah.
of the
but
tracks.
But, John, if you do a percentage, you're getting the same thing.
So, yeah, you need. Yeah.
It's safer.
So, if you have 100 people that are affected or 10,
yeah.
you still want a percentage.
Yeah.
So, let's say your rule is you want 60%.
Yep.
If out of 10, you know,
six
four
people.
Of them are gone. They're gone.
You want 60 you know. Signatures.
You want
you
si-
want 60
you,
signatures.
You would want six out of 10
right.
si- you know, signatures in favor of it for it to be considered by the commission.
Right. Oh, but I'm
but
not speaking
if,
to this, the
I know,
yeas
but,
versus
but,
the
but
nays.
But you're saying if you go out on the block and it's the summer when people are on summer vacation in August
right.
and out of, you know, let's just keep it simple, or 100 or 10, but say out of 10 people on that are on the affected block, you know, if five of them are out and you can't reach them in the period, then if our rule is 60%, it's not gonna pass.
You have to wait till they all.
Well, they all come back and do it in the fall.
Yeah,
if it's an emergency,
I'm
you just take care of it.
You know,
well, that's why we can set the percentage.
It.
You could set it at 50% if you want to be more generous, but okay. It sounds like there's consensus around 60. I'd put.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at the first example with a block. So in the estate section, you have four houses per block. In other sections, you have 10 houses per block.
Right, but if you go with a percentage, we should pick a fair percentage.
So then let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that instead of putting a number on it.
Yeah,
so
and we're talking about 60% is
yeah.
the number. It could be 50%. It could be
yeah.
75
so,
or 80.
So let's say we're in the estate section, and it's four houses per block, and it's two blocks on the first example.
Make
two
it easy
blocks.
And make them 10.
10?
Yeah, call it 10.
10 what?
So we can do the percentages easier.
Six houses up to six.
Say there are 10 houses.
10 houses
Five
on
houses
each block.
Each, yeah.
So that's 40 houses, right?
Yeah, or whatever.
Okay, so then we want...
24 houses.
You want how many?
24.
Yeah.
So over 50%, 60%?
64.
How many signatures do you need for a bill to be sent into the House or Senate to be heard? 60%.
I mean, usually
this is Illinois. It doesn't take any signatures.
Usually, to peg, you need at least 50%, and
yeah.
sometimes
this
you need
still
a
being
super
recorded.
Majority. So, it sounds like 60%. You're getting more than just a bare
yeah.
majority.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a really high hurdle.
Exactly.
In that way, if people are out, you're giving a break.
So
to
it's
reasonable.
So
10% more than unreachable is what you're saying.
Well, I'll tell you, my opinion is it should be 75%.
I'm kind of that view, too.
I mean, you know, in other words, if I want to put a stop sign on a corner, I have to go out and get 75% of my neighbors to let them know what's happening.
Whether they support it or not.
Support it or not, or have no opinion.
Okay. Well,
I think that's a good, safe number, because before we go off and then spend $10,000 for a traffic study, I would like to know that. Or do people, they've worked hard to get here, and how many of them support it? So out of those 75%, if only 10% want a stop sign, I don't think it should come in front of us.
Or
we shouldn't spend the
$10,000. No, we can do it two ways. He can come up with a list of minor changes and major changes. If it's a major change, 75%. If it's a minor change, 60%. I mean, like you say, a stop sign, a full blinking lights or a bump, speed bump. Those are big changes.
I think from Jeff's perspective, we're making a mountain out of a mole.
Well, here's what if we did this, guys.
I'm just saying that out loud so the world can hear.
What if we kind of did this? What if we said to give some flexibility? First of all, for a petition to be considered by the Traffic and Safety Commission, not accepted, because we don't want, even if you have 100%, we may not approve it. Right. So for a petition to be considered by the Traffic and Safety Commission, at least, let's say 75% support is, we could say required, or we could say is generally.
Well, support or 75.
Are you just trying to establish the people within this boundary that need to sign the petition?
Yes.
Participation.
No, need to sign, yes, need to sign agree.
But that's different than what was being discussed before. So for the sake of
simplicity, you got two numbers,
so we're all on the same page here.
Yeah.
Let's first figure out, okay, if the border is drawn where I drew it on this exhibit B, how many signatures, regardless of the opinion, how many signatures within that red or within that dashed line, how many signatures, what percentage do you want to be on the petition? And then after you guys hone in on that number, let's figure out how many people within that signature, or within that petition, how many people need to be supported.
I was going to suggest 100% are reached. I was going to say that for a request to be considered, the petitioner, all properties, every property in the area should be notified, all property owners, however you want to say it, should be notified about the petition and be, you know, either given the opportunity or marked as agree, disagree, no opinion, or unreachable.
Okay, they're going to be notified anyway after the petition comes to us.
I mean, some people may be unreachable.
No, but then, okay, if I wanted to put a dead end at my street at the tracks there.
So you get this petition and you
get this petition, and I would sit there and I would talk to Tom because Tom would agree to that. And I know Holly across the street would disagree with that. And I know the other guy would disagree. I'm just going to put down unreachable, and now it can come before the board.
You could, but I guess then we could ask them when they come in, okay, you have 80 unreachables. Well, first of all, if you have too many unreachables, they count as no's. They don't count as yeses. Then we know how many are on the block, right? So I wouldn't care if you came back with a petition, Rick, like you said, and you only had, you know, you had your four yeses, but your block has 20 people on it and the rest of the 16 are unreachable, then you've met your first burden in that you've supposedly gone out and you said, I walked by their house and they never answered the door, so they're unreachable. Okay, fine, but you didn't get 75% yeses, so you're done. And so you say, listen, Rick, until you come back with 75% on your block of yes, you're not going to get it.
Okay, so if an unreachable would be considered a no.
Yeah, because if it's costing so much money, which just comes down to the point and time and effort for all of us, it's the job of the person a group of people to get all the signatures.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which is why we want to keep the number reasonable so that they can at least reach a whole bunch of people and bring the petition in.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what I'm envisioning, and that's how I interpreted what you were writing here, because you do talk about all. I mean, and made all property owners will need a sign. But I guess what I was envisioning is when a petitioner comes in for the stop sign, that person has an obligation, with help, but that person needs to go around and try to reach everybody on the affected block or two blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to indicate, yes, they signed yes, they said no opinion, or we tried and they were unreachable. And they need to try to do that for everybody. So you can say, listen, we want you to do that for everybody within this period block. And for it to be considered by the commission, if you don't have 75% that are yes, then it's not going to be considered.
Yeah.
Yeah, if the project costs $25,000.
Yeah, I wasn't on the same page, but now your process makes sense. Do you agree?
Yeah, so
I think you and I were on the same page originally.
Yeah. Because now, I'm awesome. So Doug, I'm happy to be.
No, your page was different.
No, but Doug, the beauty of your argument is this. Number one, participation rate, 100%. Number two, preponderance of evidence, 75% yes.
Right.
Yeah, 75% yes. That way, we know there's serious effort.
Right. And we're giving some slack in that 100% participation rate could be 50% of them are unreachable. But if they're unreachable, you're not getting your yeses.
See, the beauty of this also is that if anybody then, after 100% were surveyed, and there are any unreachables, and they cause a reaction to that, then we say, on the petition, you were unreached. Your voice is no longer a significant one.
But if they're unreachable, they're going to get the postcard.
Yeah.
Some of the unreachables will show up because that's what they'll do.
Gone, yeah.
But
yeah.
Okay. So with what you're saying is, yeah, 100%, fine. The person, Claire, goes to every house within, and I'm guessing right off the bat, she's not going to get 25% of them to even open the door because they're either gone or whatever. But 75%, activity, that's why I was more along the lines of Arun. I think getting to 75% of somebody opening the door and not being an unreachable, I think that's going to be a hard sell, just because nobody lives in these houses. I mean, we're always gone.
So I guess that's.
But I think that's a good starting point.
Too high, you know. I mean, it could be.
But
look, if you said, as I'm thinking of this math, if there are 100 houses in that area, and you said 75% need to be on the petition. Even if you said 50%, well,
I'm saying.
See, this is a lawyer thinking.
I'm saying
versus
you,
guys. You and I are number guys.
I'm
so.
Saying you would need 75 yeses.
Yeah.
Out of that, maybe you change it to 60.
75 of the number engaged out of the 100, or.
I'm saying,
yeah.
Well.
Because I could just not go to, let's say, 100 houses. Let's say I didn't go to about 30 houses. I can still say unreachable for 30 and say yes for 70. How does this work?
But if 70% of those 100 are all in favor of it, still that
exactly.
Still
seems, so that number
a majority in favor.
I mean, it could be we're making it too complicated, and then you could say to somebody, "Listen, you need to go out and petition people within this area, and unless you have X percent yes,
exactly,
yeah.
That's it.
It's not going to be considered.
That's it.
And
just
get
75% yes.
Yeah, yeah.
60 or 75% yes, because." End of the day, let's say 10,000 to the inspection group and 15,000 to the product or whatever you're going to put.
We don't
that's
really
$25,000.
We don't really care unless we, and we would be able to look and say, because I guess you could help us or we could check if we know that this is a sample block.
I'll have a number.
We would know that there were 100 households.
Yeah, exactly.
And if we didn't get this.
Well, yes, because I'll have to give that number to the petitioner too, right? Because
they're
going to need to know how many their
signatures
they
need
to get at that point.
Yeah.
So, yes, that's
yeah, you're right. If 75% can't sign yes, then you don't.
Yeah.
That thing's not.
And generally speaking, the people that come before us, everyone in the neighborhood is in agreement that something needs to be done there.
And you had indicated on here, but we need to highlight that it's basically it's one per household, not five people in one house.
Right.
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 75% of the households have to sign.
Yeah, the household.
There we go.
Have to sign in order for the petition to be heard and reviewed.
Yeah. Everyone agree with 75%?
I like that.
I mean, I guess to me, we start at 75.
Yeah,
it's pretty strict, but it's good.
Yeah.
It'll keep them
all. Well, I think the board.
I think 75%, though, Rune, is probably consistent with most petitions, at least that have made it to us. Yeah, maybe there are ones that have not gotten out of.
Yeah, you're right, because there's few people who would hear the screech and would need a stop sign. If rest don't hear it, you don't have to sit here and spend 3 hours discussing.
So maybe rather than sort of indicate in a strict way this 100% participation, just say to them, listen, we would direct the petitioner that they should need to try to get signatures. Let's take this petition to everyone within the affected block or two blocks, whatever the affected.
Make a good faith effort, yeah.
And but for your petition to be considered by the commission, you need to get 75%
agreed.
Right.
Yeah, that's it.
And we need to point out somewhere in the wording that a non-reachable is considered
a no,
not in agreement.
Yeah. Because unless it's agreed, then it's not.
Tell them to sign it in ink.
Okay.
That's actually not
a pencil and eraser mark from a yay to a nay.
Yes, I did. It makes sense.
So I'm going to throw out then one more
wrinkle.
Not with Exhibit B totally, but so these two are pretty straightforward, meaning stop sign, we understand that area, parking or whatever it may be, both blocks there. Well, actually, no, they okay. For example, we've had two people before here who have put in requests that would probably need to extend out. We had a gentleman several years ago who wanted to close off Greenfield at Thatcher.
Right, you're talking about the affected, the adjacent blocks.
Right, right. So in that case, he could request that and only have to get, well, in that case, two signatures because he's next to Dominican. What do we do in a case like that? Or Keystone, where the left-hand turn was requested.
We just say no.
Yes.
Well, it's really.
Well, but I guess, Rick, what maybe what we do say is we're saying that this is a percentage you need to get considered by our commission. In that situation, maybe we do go back on an ad hoc basis and say, you know, you're trying to close off, say, a block for people turning off in North Avenue. Mm-hmm. And that's going to throw all the traffic to the next block. Mm-hmm. So maybe for that one, we're going to say we want to notify the next block.
Well, that's part of a regional, a micro-regional study that's happening now. So we just offset that. If that situation arises, that can be offset with a more macro look at the neighborhood.
Yeah. So two things that come to my mind when you say that. One being the timing of everything. So if you all are to be the body that decides what that notification area is, now we're effectively coming to a meeting just to establish that boundary for a particular issue. And then the petitioner goes out, and now we're at the next meeting to discuss it.
I mean, you could decide
or
the boundary.
Staff, or you all leave it to staff to say, on this request, this is a notification area.
I mean, I'm happy to leave that to staff for you guys in your judgment. To determine mm-hmm. if you think that it's a particular request that goes beyond these examples where it's going to affect
100%.
You really
do have periodic meetings to discuss traffic related items as
I'm not second floor staff. I think so. Sounds like
if you guys are comfortable with that, that saves the petitioner potentially.
Well, you're the only one getting paid. So yeah, you do it.
you didn't get the paycheck yet.
No. It's been 13
like
years,
fine.
Jeff.
So this is for these kind of default situations.
Yeah.
Right.
If there's something
right.
beyond,
because you
to
can
your
simplify
point, the left turn down on Keystone and Madison. I think one of the notifications there, and one of the residents that was here was from the second block. Up.
Right.
So I certainly understand that. Yeah, when you come into cul-de-sacking things off or things
right.
like that, you have much more broad reach of.
Right, because
so
that one in particular would affect at least
yeah.
2 to 3 blocks north from Madison.
Right. Right.
So you have to put in this description, you have to put in what you talk about as an exception clause anomalies.
I would suggest that you
simplify
all this language and basically
put in
come
exception
up with
clause.
Like a sentence that says something like, for a petition to be considered by the Traffic and Safety Commission, at least 75% of the households must indicate approved or
yes.
to the petition.
I was going to say, because you said required. I think that's a good term, but for some reason recommended popped up in my mind. Because if they're not at 75%, I mean, if their math works,
72
or
75.
If
so
they
you're
get
saying
to
at least
75%
is... recommended.
I was thinking because
they must have at least 75% of affected homeowners in favor of the request.
Yeah,
well, it's the must. That's what John's talking about. Is it a must or should or?
Should it be required or recommended? Because let's say they get to 70 and there's just no more houses.
Yeah.
I don't because then the subjectivity would go to you, and then you could pass it to us in an email. Or do we just stick with required, and then they get to 70%, and then there's no more options for them? And they say, well, hey, I'm at 70,
then
and this is a big deal, and then you send us an email, and we decide to pick it up or not.
Right, so maybe that 70, 75 number is too high. Maybe you drop down to 60 or even 51%, and then you have the discretion as a commission to say, you only got 51%. That's not enough for me to approve this, or you got 80%. Why are we
discussing
this?
I don't think we have the authority to do that because everything's got to go upstairs anyway. So, I mean, to get here, yeah, maybe we do say required because they can always supersede us and go straight to the board, like the Keystone issue that was here with the street.
We don't want to create a process where, not that we'd be encouraging that, but we don't want to. We'd like to try to capture or capture that person instead of them going right to the board. We want them still to come here.
We're basically
absolutely.
Though we are saying, listen, to upset the status quo, which is this, to basically make a new change, and require the village to spend the money and to have us all take the time, we're debating what's the threshold support that's needed to make that happen.
Set the bar high.
Right now we're saying 75%.
Then right now I'm inclined to agree with that, with the curiosity of what's going to happen with this. But I would vote for 75%.
Yeah, and so why don't we keep it at 75% required? And I guess if we, after experience, determine that that's the right number, I mean, we could revisit it.
Because we have
lower it or higher it.
We have been in here a lot of times with issues that should not have been in front of us because one person shows up. And I love the fact that we're gonna make formal this procedure in terms of notifying people. And that was my last question. I promise, because I don't understand. Is the postcard that you send out to everybody in the mailing area, the X or the straight? Is it a postcard? Is it two sided? Does it say River Forest on one side and then it has the issue on the back? Because I've never received one. So I don't know what it looks like.
It is a postcard. It's two-sided. It says Traffic and Safety Commission on the one side.
Does it have my picture on it?
Yeah, see, no, it has your name. To do that. Everybody kept throwing away.
Sorry, I'm a vain lawyer, too.
It basically, and it doesn't, the beauty of it is it's quick. And take a step back, we used to send out letters to everybody. Or we would go door to door and.
But when you say letters, see, this is what I'm trying to clarify: letters in an envelope.
That's how it used to be. How it used to be. So, once this got put on my plate, that became it was the police department used to do all this notification. Mm-hmm. So they had staff to go door to door, and it wasn't necessarily a problem. It's no longer the case. I just don't have time to 200 residents. That's not going to work. So postcards were a quick and dirty way to get word out. Hey, something in your area is coming up for discussion. Here's the web link, where you can see the agenda peg, the same material I sent you guys before the meeting. Go check it out. It might be affecting you. The meeting is on, and then there's a blank for me to write in the date. So here's when the meeting's taking place. It's directly affecting something in your area. Here's the website where you can see all the details on everything.
Okay, so because having Claire, the only person here, doesn't really sit well with us vain people who want an audience, is this postcard something that, because I get postcards every day in the mail and they get tossed, is the postcard, does it scream out to the resident saying here's an issue? I just want it to do its job.
To a degree, there's only so much screaming you could do on a postcard,
right?
You know,
right,
short of doing them in
important email. Notice.
I told you.
Because you read all your emails very importantly, right?
I mean, Village of Real Forest, I've
hand-delivered things before, and folks say they don't get them. So I understand it. but if we're getting a much greater level of participation through the petition, and then that's followed up with a postcard, maybe suddenly that postcard makes a little more sense. And it triggers something a little bit more so than just a postcard out of the blue,
right?
Without having seen anything
before. So you can email us an example of the postcard.
Absolutely.
No, you can't. Paper version, Jeff.
Jeff, I think this is tremendous work. I mean, I think both coming up with the petition form, which is really good.
Yeah.
And also, if what we're saying is that the petitioner is also going to get this sheet that says, here's your map. Go out and reach these people. Yep.
This is great.
It's really helpful.
Yep. Absolutely.
And, it's a big positive step, I think. And hopefully it's a win-win. I mean, like you were saying, Johan, you basically want to try to get people to participate, get their view, and we want a certain threshold to be able to trigger.
Wow, we have ClickShare?
Oops.
Wow.
This
place has become modern.
ClickShare is
definitely. Everyone's going to have this whole thing electronic.
Yes, ClickShare, so they should be doing something way more advancedly. Because that's the newest thing.
It is.
So this is the front of the postcard. Bear with me here.
So my picture really isn't there?
No.
Okay. I'm not happy with that.
There. There is the front.
I'd like to make a motion.
I write in the date.
It's in invisible ink. You have to put it over a flame. Yeah,
under blue
and
light.
Then your picture, the watermark, will come through the John
Eyes. You can put those RFID tags, so if they scan it, this picture comes up or something.
You know, QR code.
I mean, to me, that works. You know, I get that.
Without, you can't get into too much detail because every meeting is different. But
well, and remember that a postcard is 25 cents versus 49 or 50 cents. So I agree with it, but. You know, I don't know how much we spend on our marketing division here. So notice of public
marketing division.
Notice of public meeting. Well, then get Arun involved. He'll work for free. Notice of public meeting, Traffic and Safety Commission. So I'm saying we're doing so much great work right here, which with what you came up with. So we get the petition signed. We get to the 75% threshold. People know about it. We send out the postcard. I don't want to spend any more money, but perhaps something that is.
What would you like on that?
I don't know. I'm not a marketing guy. I just care about my picture.
What do you think? But John, if they signed and got the card, there's two times this has been taken care of.
Oh, right. I'm just looking for.
Now they've had it. They had to sign it or they weren't home.
I don't know if I've ever received one of these and thrown it away. And like you said, you've hand delivered them and they say they don't get them. So maybe that's just, I don't know. The person that
I've
does this,
them,
say, hey, can you make this more eye catching?
All right.
That's all. I don't want to spend any money.
Are we getting
just
ready
say
to entertain
important notice?
Absolutely.
Well, what color? What is it? That
can you
brown
clean
color?
All this mess up right now?
Oh, it's they print them on white. It's white with black text.
Why couldn't
right.
you just say you important water.
Right.
Notice?
Use the River Forest, you know, that Frank Lloyd Wrighty thing on the left.
Your color prints are going to triple the price. Of
oh, stores. Damn. Forget it. Forget it.
I mean, in all honesty, it's a few hundred bucks for I think we order, I should say.
Several
that.
Thousand.
They're not cheap. No.
Oh?
No, we're ordering 500, 600, 700 at a time. And it's, you know, $300-$400, I think. So
jeez.
They're
what?
Not. They're not.
You
dirt
need a cheaper printer.
They're not dirt cheap, and if you do color, it is going to go up. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
In the grand scheme,
I don't think the problem is enough.
Okay,
right.
A request then. Right. Use red ink when you handwrite the date in there.
I use my green pen.
There we go.
I'm
done.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay. Chairman,
I'd like to. Well, would you like to make a motion?
Hold on.
Well, we have to clean our mess.
Yeah,
mess up.
I need a little clarification on this. So just to make sure we're all on the same page, we're just saying staff's to determine the notification area, and the petitioner is now on the hook for gaining 75% of
affirmative.
Yes. The notification area.
Yes.
In support of the request, right?
Before the commission will
hear it.
Before staff is to refer to a consultant for study and before
yes.
to be considered
by the Traffic Safety Committee.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. I would make a motion.
I don't even know that we need
I don't
to.
Think we do. Right?
Okay.
If you guys are all on the same page about this
yeah.
is the process. For what it's worth, this gets papered up for the board meeting on Monday as a, hey, it's an update memo. So, hey, Traffic
yeah,
Safety, discuss this. This is how it's going.
Yeah.
That, you know, their conversation might change that, but that's where we're at right now.
And you'll change the wording. You'll send that to Jeff,
I'll
whatever you can.
I'll get it from you tonight and make sure we're on the same page about that.
And put on your exception clause to cover yourself.
The you just got $2,000 worth of edits done there, right?
With the in cases of anomalies or things, so that there's an exception clause where you can say on an ad hoc basis in cases where this cannot
all right.
cannot be.
Close us up.
Well, hold on, though. Do you want that? Is staff determining that? Is the commission determining that at the next meeting, you couldn't get 75%, so we'll make an exception?
No. It's not the 75%. I'm saying the exception clause is in cases of anomalies, such as a two-person block or stuff like
that. That's going
to
be on a
you
subject.
Just need to cover
we're not
going to
put that in
writing.
We're not going to put an exception there. We're just going to make it all subjective.
They come to you and say, like, my block has four houses. They say there's only four houses.
That's see.
Three people to sign it then.
And if I can't, then I can ask you, right?
And maybe at that point it just takes longer, and we'll paper that off for the next meeting, and then you all can determine. You've pledged your case. We understand your situation. We're willing to hear this. Jeff, have the study done. We'll paper this up for the next meeting, and that's a 4-month process at that point. But
that's only four houses, so they should wait 4 months.
Well, I have nothing better to do on Wednesday nights, obviously.
All right. So the language that I suggest, something like this, and you could change it, but for a petition to be considered by the Traffic and Safety Commission, at least 75% of the households in the designated area must agree to the petition.
Yeah.
Can we change it must to properties?
Support.
Because sometimes we get into businesses and
properties
like
is fine, properties.
75% of properties.
And
it's
we
not
use
really
the word
property
support
owners, it's
the petition.
Right.
Okay,
that's
fine. So must support, either agree to the, I put a used agree because the petition says agree.
Okay.
But you could say support
fair
the
enough.
Petition, but.
Let's stay
consistent. For a petition to be considered by the Traffic and Safety, you can take this, but for a petition to be considered by the Traffic and Safety Commission, at least 75% of the properties in the designated area must
agree.
Either agree
yeah.
to the petition
let's
or
keep it to
support
agree.
The petition. Whatever.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Okay. And then I'm going to put another note about staff is to be determining the notification area.
And the number of houses. To determine 75%, right? You'll have to determine the number of houses.
Yeah, so I'm not going to necessarily...
You'll figure it
put
out.
That in there, but that's something I would kick out to them.
And Jeff,
and
you'll
I'll
be responsible for all math.
For what you wish.
All right, how about a motion now?
To adjourn?
Yes.
Yes, so moved.
Second.